Title: Friction Dark Pad. Resample and arrange in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. Welcome. In this intermediate lesson, you'll design a dark, textured friction style pad in Live 12, resample it to audio, slice and sequence the resampled material so it grooves with a jungle style swing, and lock it into a drum and bass arrangement at about 174 BPM. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and the Groove Pool workflow, so you can reproduce it in any Live 12 session. What you will build: a dark friction pad patch using Waveedable and LiveFX, recorded to audio. A resampled, sliced pad instrument built from that audio. A short arrangement of swung pad stabs and swells that sit with a jungle break at 174 BPM. A workflow that applies one extracted jungle swing groove to both drums and pad slices so they lock rhythmically. Overview of the walkthrough: start by setting your project tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track named Friction Pad WT, an audio track called Pad Resample, and a drum rock or MIDI track ready for sliced material later. A. Build the Friction Dark Pad 1. On a new MIDI track, load Waveedable and name it Friction Pad WT. 2. Oscillators: set oscillator to a saw-like Waveedable position. Unison 4. The tune around 0.10 to 0.18. Level about 0.7. Enable oscillator B. Nudge its Waveedable position slightly and transpose it up 7 to 12 semitones for harmonic sheen. Level around 0.4. 3. Filter: enable a 24 dB low pass. Set cutoff roughly between 600 and 900 Hz. Resonance low around 0.10 to 0.18. Use a filter envelope with a small positive amount, something like 0.2 to 0.35, so the filter opens subtly on each note. 4. Amp envelope: give the pad a slow breathing feel. Attack between 400 and 900 milliseconds, decay 1.5 to 3 seconds, sustain at 0.6 to 0.8, and release 2.5 to 4 seconds. 5. Motion: modulate the filter cutoff with an LFO at a slow rate, around 0.08 to 0.18 Hz, amount near 0.25 for a slow sweep. Add a second LFO with a gentle random waveform map to Waveedable position at a very small depth to introduce micro irregularities. 6. Width and texture: place chorus ensemble after Waveedable. Use a slow rate, say 0.2 to 0.8, amount 0.25 to 0.45, and set blend to roughly 0.6 to widen the sound. Add grain delay with a small delay time, 10 to 25 milliseconds, a tiny pitch to tune of up to plus or minus 5 cents, and spray 0 to 30%. Mix the grain delay low, around 10 to 30%, to get granular frictioniness. Finish with a saturator for gentle harmonic drive, 2 to 4 dB of drive, and pick soft sine or analog clip for a warm character. 7. Bass: add hybrid reverb with predelay around 8 to 20 milliseconds, size 40 to 60%. Decay between 2.5 and 4 seconds, and high damp around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep the wet level low, 10 to 25%, so the pad sits as an airy bed rather than drowning the break. 8. Play a 4-bar sustained chord to hear motion. Automate a slow filter sweep or Waveedable position across those 4 bars. This captured movement is essential to the pad's friction character. B. Resample the pad to audio 9. Create an audio track and route it to receive from Friction Pad WT. You can record direct from the pad track, or use the master resampling input if you want to capture master processing and sends. Arm the audio track for recording. 10. In arrangement view, set a 4 to 8 bar loop covering your pad motion. Hit record and capture the moving pad. Stop and consolidate the recorded region to create a clean audio clip. Name it Friction Pad Resample. C. Prepare the resampled clip for slicing and warping. 11. Open the consolidated audio clip, turn warp on, and use warp mode equals complex pro to preserve full spectrum timbre. Turn formance off unless you want vocal-like shifts. Set clip gain so peaks sit around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. 12. If you want a sharper attack on slices, either add a transient accent before resampling or use gentle saturation and envelope automation post-resample. Keep levels conservative to preserve headroom. D. Extract a jungle swing groove. 13. Bring in a short jungle or amen break you like. Right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove S. Open the groove pool. The extracted groove will appear there. 14. Rename it Jungle Swing Extract and tweak its parameters. Set timing between 60 and 75% for a noticeable swing. Around 70 is a good starting point. Choose a timing quantize of 1/16 or 1/32 depending on whether you want swung 16ths or shuffled 32ndes. Save your edited groove. E. Apply the groove to drums and pad slices 15. Assign jungle swing extract to your drum clip in clip view and listen. The break should adopt the micro timings. 16. Decide how you want the pad to behave rhythmically. For stabs, chop the resampled audio into 16th or 32nd stabs, or right-click the consolidated audio and choose slice to new MIDI track. Pick slice by grid at 1/16 or 1/32 or slice by transient, and set the destination to simpler or drum rack. Live will make a new MIDI track with a drum rack of slices. 17. Open the new MIDI clip and set its groove to jungle swing extract so the MIDI notes inherit the swing. Check each slice's warp mode and choose transient or repitch if Complex Pro introduces artifacts on very short hits. F. Program and arrange with Jungle Swing 18. Program a 4-bar pattern using the sliced hits. Place offbeat stabs on swung subdivisions. Experiment with hits on the end of 1, swung 16th lead-ins, and upbeat placements to create a jungle lilt. Play the loop with the drum break assigned the same groove. 19. If you want fixed timing, commit the groove by right-clicking the pad MIDI clip and choosing Commit Groove. Do the same for drums if you need the timing printed to auto. 20. Add variation by automating filter cutoff, grain delay pitch, or other effects on specific slices. Small per-hit modulation keeps the hits alive and expressive. G. Mix and glue 21. Put drum bus and EQ 8 on the drum bus. For pad slices, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz to keep low end clear, and add presence around 2 to 5 kHz if you want the friction detail to cut through. 22. Send drums and pad to a common reverb return for cohesion. Use a short decay for pad slices so they share a consistent space with the break. 23. If the pad sits behind the drums, slightly reduce the groove timing in the groove pool or nudge clip timing by a few milliseconds until the hit alignment feels right. Common mistakes to avoid: don't resample a static pad. If there's no modulation or automation, the resample will be dull. Capture motion. Avoid beats warp mode for complex pads. It will artifact. Use Complex Pro for full spectrum material unless you want crunch. Apply the groove to both drums and pad. If only one uses the groove, they won't lock. Slice at an inappropriate granularity. For jungle swing, 1/16 or 1/32 grid works best for rhythmic stabs. Don't oversaturate before resampling. Heavy coloration makes later EQ and balance difficult. Capture at reasonable levels and add flavor post-resample. Pro tips: record multiple takes with different LFO phases or filter motions to get alternative textures to slice and layer. Reverse tiny micro-slices, 8 to 32 milliseconds, to enhance friction without obvious reversed hits. Layer short high-pass noise impulses over stabs to add bite and presence. Use slight pitch drift on certain slices to simulate organic instability. Gentle glue compression on the bus with a low ratio helps pad hits sit with drums. Save your groove with a clear name including BPM. For example, Jungle Swing 174, for quick reuse. Mini practice exercise, 45 to 60 minutes 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM, and build the wavitable pad with a filter sweep over 4 bars. 2. Resample 4 bars and consolidate the audio. 3. Import a jungle break. Extract a groove and set timing to about 70. 4. Slice your resample to a new MIDI track using a 1/16 grid. 5. Apply the jungle swing groove to both the drum break and the sliced pad MIDI clip. 6. Program an 8-bar arrangement where the sliced pad plays swung offbeat stabs and automate a short filter cut on bar 5 for variation. 7. Export a 30 to 60 second loop and check. Do the pad hits lock with the break beat? Adjust groove timing if needed. Recap: you created a friction dark pad and wavitable, resampled moving material to audio, extracted a jungle swing groove from a break, sliced that resample into playable hits, and applied the same groove to drums and pads, so everything locks rhythmically. The key tools were wavitable, chorus ensemble, grain delay, saturator, hybrid reverb, Labs resampling workflow, Warp and Complex Pro, slice to new MIDI track, and the groove pool. Using this workflow gives you groovy pad material that retains frictiony timbre while sitting in classic jungle timing. Final coaching notes: treat the friction pad both as a textural bed and as a rhythmic element. Work non-destructively, capture dry and FX versions if you need flexibility, and record multiple takes with different LFO phases. Use Simpler for quick edits, Sampler for deep control, and Drum Rack when you want per pad layering. When grooves feel off, Commit them to audio or nudge notes by milliseconds. Iterate quickly. Small timing or groove tweaks often deliver the biggest improvements. And a slash be your loop against a reference jungle or DNB track to judge groove and balance. That's it. Build multiple takes, experiment with slicing, and use the groove pool to lock your friction pad into the drums. Have fun.